Greetings, little shut-in. Don't you weep or sigh. If you're not out by Christmas, you'll be out the 4th of July. We have to do some business.
So what do you think? Clones, ghosts, zombies are trendy.
Indians scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.
One of these sounds is not like the others.
One of these sounds doesn't belong.
Can you tell which sound is not like the other?
By the time we finish our song.
It's showtime, freaks!
This rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long.
Ministry.
We'll be right back.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
Remark Radio. The world's original all horror broadcast.
As a perverted religious sect gripped the nation by the throat, its worshippers dedicated to the wanton destruction of human life.
Here now, with a few skulls, limbs, and torsos he had laying around the garage, Tom, come on out here and make us all sick.
Welcome to Remark Radio Fiends. Thanks for tuning in the world's original all-horror broadcast. We are here once again, my dear. I'm still your host, Tomb Dragomir.
Tom's effects and his work propelled him and elevated him into sort of marquee status.
Tom makes things that we can only possibly imagine.
Everything he does is very simplistic. It's all magic, essentially.
This week on the Very Magical Broadcast.
It was kind of a weird setting. William Shatner was like a cowboy, and everybody, these people all owed their souls to the devil, and what happened was that they tried to skip town, and this guy tracked them down 300 years later.
Oh, the blood drains down like Devil's Rain. We're talking to Jerry Only from the Misfits. Yeah. Our blood-spattered guide's got more with Country Misfit Hank 3.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
And it's the Caustic Critics versus Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
We gotta get to the road and try to catch a ride out of here.
We don't need a ride out of here. Don't you get it? This is what it's all about. It's us.
Spooky sauce and terror tunes on Root Fiends. Stay tuned. What do you say, Scott Ian from Anthrax?
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Anthrax, and you're listening to Rumored Radio.
Anthrax, I'm alive.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Look into my heart.
Yeah.
curse on our village. The curse of Frankenstein.
In the gripping tale of a monster the tomb cannot engulf.
You're going to give him life?
Yes. Not for the purposes that you think, Igor. I'm giving him another brain.
Drama completely strange, full of weird suspense. The most dreaded creation of man, the monster of Frankenstein, stalks again.
Your father was Frankenstein, but your mother was the lightning.
This is Bobby Steele of the Undead, and you're listening to Rue Morgue Radio.
Can I borrow your cell phone, telephone?
Jerry, Misfit.
Hey, Jerry, it's June from Rue Morgue Radio. How's it going, man?
Very good, man. Good to hear from you. How's things up there?
Really good, man, yeah. I want to talk about The Devil's Reign, the new Misfits album. I gotta start by asking, why the hell did it take you 13 years to put out a new full-length studio album?
Well, you know, the thing is, with this band anyway, it's pretty much an act of love here. It's been a struggle for forever. I mean, we worked in a machine shop to put ourselves on the board. Hold on one second, kid. I'll tell you what. Indiana police are all over the border. Hold on one second. All right, they're not on me.
Police on your back?
Well, I got all kinds of PBA cards from New York, but sometimes they throw their nose up in the air. The last thing I want is to get pulled over and then blow my interview here. Where were we?
Long time between albums.
Oh, okay. The thing is that we ran into some controversy when we were doing the Famous Monsters album. It was a total breakdown of, work ethic. I mean, everybody became, just too big for the bridges, and I seen destruction ahead. So basically what had to happen was I had to basically pull out, grab the reins, and really step up to the plate. I mean, the people who slowed me down actually made me a lot stronger going forward. So as a result, I was hoping that, the lineup changes, I could have salvaged things here and there, and it just wasn't happening. So, we had Marky and the band and Dez there for a while, and we did the 50s record, which for me was a bridge between everything that happened in the 20th century versus everything that's going to happen going forward now. So what I did was really sit down and focus on getting a lineup that was going to be dedicated to the cause and that had the abilities and the talents to really make a great album. And it took me a decade to really put that together.
So lyrically, the album is brimming with black holes, inner demons, curses, psychosis, and the living dead. Is it sort of a monster mash of ideas? Is there one particular theme going on here?
Well, it's a monster mash, but for me, I think the highlight of it is probably Dark Shadows, something I used to watch as a kid. And, getting the opportunity to throw this up at Tim Burton and his people is good for us anyway, so.
Yeah, for sure. Have you heard back from Burton's camp yet?
Yeah, they take forever. I mean, when we sent Mars Attacks in, Psycho came out, and we missed the cutoff date. He was pretty much almost done editing when we got to him. And then Forbidden Zone, he didn't include it in the Planet of the Apes movie. And now with this one, this is the one I think is the best song we got to roll out of anyways.
Feel the wind grow stronger. See the foam rise. Casting its dark shadows. The beast will be tonight. Feel the wind grow stronger. As the pale moon grows. Casting its dark shadows.
Devil's Reign, the moon.
Oh, well, hold on one second, kid. Cops, hold on. I was going to be on the phone in Indiana talking when the cops are blocking the road. Okay, here we go. I'm with you.
Did you have to hide the phone?
Yeah, I had to drop it down on my lap, but we're good. I'm good.
There have been films about earthquakes, airplane disasters, and blazing infernos, but there has never been anything like The Devil's Reign.
What's the significance of the title as it relates to the Misfits?
Well, the thing was that I always liked Ernest Borgnine. I mean, I remember him in McHale's Navy, and he was in a bunch of different stuff. One thing, he was actually a caveman too, which was pretty funny. But the thing was that where Ernest Borgnine, it was kind of a weird setting. William Shatner was like a cowboy.
I'll face whatever you have behind those doors. And come out exactly as I went in.
And everybody, these people all owed their souls to the devil. And what happened was that they tried to skip town, and this guy tracks them down 300 years later. So I thought the lyrics came really well. And the thing was, I wanted something really, profound to open the show. And, with all the lightning and the thunder and all that stuff is real. We got that out in Colorado. Ed had a thunderstorm almost on the clock every day at his place. So, we got it all. I think we did really, really, I think the album came great.
Digging Cold in Hell, of course, the Land and Twilight of the Dead tunes are pretty awesome.
Yeah, Land of the Dead, I think is a home run.
Oh, it's money, baby.
That is money. To me, that's that's a teenager from Mars, but 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got the same 3-beat cut in there, going into the verses. So, I take a lot of stuff that I came up with the first time and bring it across the board because I felt that, there are certain things that are kind of trademarked for us and I put them in there the first time, back in the 70s, and they still work today.
On the Devil's Reign are based on actual B-flicks like Ghost of Frankenstein. Did you go back and watch these old movies as you're writing for inspiration? What's the process there?
I put it to you this way. We used to work, go to Chiller Theater conventions a lot, and one day you'd have a lot of people who bootleg horror films. So one guy, I said, well, what do you got? So he said, here, I have a list. He gave me a list of 10,000 horror films, and I just start thumbing through it. Now, we're talking like maybe 97, 96, something like that. I just start highlighting the ones that I thought were really cool. For example, The Ghost of Frankenstein. The only thing I didn't have was the Sulfur Pit, because I realized later on that he comes out of the Sulfur Pit for Ghost of Frankenstein. A good friend of mine from Denver, Josh, told me about it. He says, I got the movie. I said, go watch it. I says, I need a line. I need a word, And he came back with the sulfur, rise out of the sulfur grave. So Ghost of Frankenstein was created basically last, 1999, I had the lyric for the chorus, but I didn't have the actual music. I wrote the music for that in Canada. Last time we came through, we were actually in Banff or something like that when all the guys wanted to go out. And I usually don't go out because, I was married, but now I'm getting divorced. So, I guess I'll be going out.
Yeah.
Instead of writing great songs. But anyway, what happens was that I put that song together there. It was one of the last ones to make the record.
All right, well, let's give it a spin right now on Rumored Radio. Thanks for chatting today, Jerry. We'll have you back on next time on the show.
Oh, good. Okay, well, fantastic.
And you watch out for those police.
Okay, you got it.
You certainly don't want to get arrested while you're on Rumored Radio.
The word, Mother, is busted.
Oh, Tom.
From the Devil's Reign, here's Ghost of Frankenstein, The Misfits, on Rumored Radio.
Rumored Radio.
Matters in your hands.
And now I've come to see that when they speak my name, it's only in fear. I shall rise up from this over grave and woe, this world, just to see you die endlessly. I wait until the day you come face to face with the ghost of Frankenstein. Now these tragedies surround me again. The gallows seek my head. Born again to die. Just tell me why we forever locked this way and undead, because we bear the same name. Oh, I shall rise up from this other grave and walk this world just to see you die endlessly. I wait until the day you come face to face with the ghost of Frankenstein.
Misfits are on tour. If you're in the Toronto area, check them out Wednesday, October 26th at the Phoenix with Fright Light. Alright, yes, we are oozing with radio goodness this week, fiends. Lots more show to go. We've got Hank Free and Acoustic Critics still coming up, but now's that time where we gotta check in with our lovely little leprechaun of the latest horror happenings. It's Shannon. Hey Shannon, what is happening?
Did you see Nancy Grace's famous nip slip during Dances with the Stars? Turns out Toom has quite a few of those. Not nip slips, though. He's got slips somewhere else, and it's not really that exciting. Not a fun thing to see. Hey, everyone, I'm Shannon, and I've got what's happening horror-wise from around the world. And seeing Nancy Grace like that definitely is horrible. Blue Underground is bringing its digitally restored and remastered version of Lucio Fulci's Zombie to theaters across the U.S. and Canada this month. The exclusive midnight screenings give fans the chance to experience Fulci's horror classic as it's never been seen or heard before in advance of Blue Underground's release of Zombie on Blu-ray disc. In Toronto, it'll be October 22nd and 31st at the Review Cinema. Le Fantastique Semaine, October 24th to the 30th in Nice, is a seven-night showcase of international thrilling cinema, including an awards ceremony. Check out Cinenasty.com. And while you're in France, check out the first French haunted house in Paris. Le Manoir de Paris opens October 20th with celebrations and contests. Go to LeManoirDeParis.com. And the Fort Edmonton Park Spooktacular is going on October 28th and 29th in Fort Edmonton Park in Edmonton, Alberta. A lot of fun for the entire family. You can celebrate Halloween by going back in time, trick-or-treating, and you might see a few zombies along the way. You want to find out more about that? Check out the Fort Edmonton Park website. And if you know something happening horror-wise, you want the whole world to know about it, send me an email, shannon@rumorgradio.com.
Nancy Grace, more like Nancy Disgrace.
That's right, Tim. That's right.
Well, this is Justin Squirrel. It's a nice, young, tender squirrel, and we're going to start by poaching this. He's kind of cute. I'm going to put his little tender butt in there. Now, when it's all done and cooled, you want to pick all the meat off the bone and shred it. Now, I'm adding pecans. You can use, again, what kind of nut you like. Cashews work really well, but I like pecans. You know how squirrels like nuts. This makes a nice weekend snack, maybe while watching a football game, or you can take it to a tailgate party.
Primus, Eyes of the Squirrel.
The eyes of the squirrel are watching. Hello, I'm Lisa LaDouceur. I am your blood-spattered guide to music on Rue Morgue Radio.
Hello. I like to listen to my radio.
This week it's part two of my interview with Hank Williams III. If you're wondering why I would possibly want to give more airtime to that complete jackass, you're obviously confusing things. And I understand there's three men in question. Let me try and help you out. Hank Williams is the country music superstar, rock and roll Hall of Fame legend who died in the 1950s.
Hank Williams, a top folk singer and songwriter, was given Montgomery's biggest funeral yesterday to the tune of Scraping Fiddles, Weeping, and the hillbilly hymns of his buddies.
His grandson, Hank Williams III, or Hank III, is the punk rock and heavy metal loving country music outlaw we had on the show a few weeks back. Now, Hank Williams' son and Hank III's father is Hank Williams Jr. He's the guy you heard about on Fox News talking about President Obama and comparing him to Hitler.
Hi there, guys.
Where what? Are you?
Oh, I'm sitting here in Nashville at the little studio.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start with an easy question. Who do you like in the GOP race?
Nobody.
Nobody?
You remember the golf game they had, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Remember the golf game?
Boehner.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean, well, you know, they're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
Well, we said we're sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to make something out of it, why, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see you do that once more.
Oh, yeah.
For Pete's sake, take his word for it. He means it.
Obama!
Hank Williams Jr. is not on Rue Morgue Radio today or any other day. Ladies and gents, Hank Williams III.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to talk to you about Three Bar Cattle Ranch, this thing you've come up with to do, I mean, what you might call speed metal mixed with cattle auctioneering. So tell me where this new concept came from.
Well, the music in itself really isn't nothing new. I mean, the music is based off of, you know, Slayer, Strapping Young Lad, Pantera, all those heavy bands.
has offered the influence of the music. Now, the auctioneering stuff is definitely, I was raised on a cattle farm. In the summertime, my granddad used to take me to auction in barns. I would always be fascinated by the speed of some of the auctioneers and the chants and everything, and that's kind of what seemed, how it just went hand in hand with the fast drumming and the fast vocals on the auctioneering. And unfortunately, you know, more than 50% of the auctioneers that I wanted to use, some of the fastest guys pulled out on me and wouldn't work with me. And most of those guys are pretty straight-laced, you know, no cussing, no drinking, and most of them are, you know, 60 to 70 years old.
You needed to find an outlaw auctioneer.
Well, I had to tell him, hey, man, you're not going to like the music. You're not going to understand what I'm doing, but I'm not making fun of you, and I'm not making fun of your industry. And thank goodness for Tim Dowler out of Canada. He didn't even hesitate. He said, go for it, man. Do your thing. And he's on Mad Cow and Black Cow,
mm-hmm.
And Square Baler. So super big hats off to Tim Dowler for helping me do my vision.
XLB. XLB, thank you, sir. Five girls here. 92, 93, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94, 94,
lost some of its fear factor. And this combination that you've made is really unsettling. And I don't know, I listen to Branded and I think, is this what it sounds like for the cow? Like, were you trying consciously to push people's buttons to make them feel uncomfortable?
No, I mean, to me, I thought it was a little bit more of a humor than scary, honestly. Like, instead of immortal, it was cow mortal. Or, you know, instead of angel of death, it's Angus of death. But that's my love for heavy metal, and also the love of being around the farm, too. It's just a combination of both. To me, it doesn't seem like a very... I guess if you're a cow, yeah, it would be a little more scary.
The last record I want to talk to you about is... you have this record, Attention Deficit Domination, which is... I would call it doom metal. Would you call it doom metal?
I think so. I've been huge fans of Melvins and Sleep and Pentagram and Earthride, all these bands throughout the years. And I've played fast for so many years also. It's been my first time to ever really get a chance to slow down and just jam out.
Is there something inherently creepier about playing slow?
The biggest thing really is just the feel of it. I mean, I don't know, just with the doom stuff, I'm finally, on a good day, if I have a voice, I'm able to sing and just feel the notes a little more. The tone is a little darker, the ambience is a little more strange, and, you know, I don't know. I've been doing a lot of local shows with it, and this is the first time I've ever worked with the projector behind us and all that stuff, so... I'm trying to add a little bit of a more creepy element to the doom part of the show when you see it.
Well, Hank, you've had your hands in so many different kinds of music, metal and punk and country and all the sort of places where they cross over. A lot of kinds of music that, you know, some nice people would call the devil's music. Do you ever feel that you're playing the devil's music?
It's always a blessing and a curse. I live right in the heart of the Bible Belt, and every now and then, I mean, my grandfather had the same problems, and sometimes you just feel that, and sometimes you don't. To me, music is music, and the world would be a much more awfuler place without it, and thank God, or whoever, you know, for music.
And on that note, let's play some devil music from Attention Deficit Disorder. This is Hank Williams III and the Demon's Mark on Rumorg Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Critics.
Controversial, unrelenting, it's brutal, it's nasty,
sensational,
the worst of the worst,
offend everyone equally.
Bowling, bowling,
they're real.
This stuff shit scrapes off the bottom of its shoes.
They're mean.
So what was the actor's name?
Oh god, what a plank he is.
They're here.
Are you ready? It's time for the Caustic Critics. They're here.
Alright, this is Feedback.
This is Last Chance Lance.
Hi there, guys.
We're gonna take a look at Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Lance and Stuart versus...
Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Out now in theaters, apparently, in a limited theatrical release.
Yeah, and a handful...
of magnets releasing, and apparently it's on demand everywhere, and it will hit DVD and Blu-ray on November the 29th.
And what a shame. So we're looking at the theaters that it's getting this limited release. There's like 20 theaters scattered across the United States.
Yeah, so what?
That's bullshit. This movie deserves to be out there. It kicked
ass.
It is
out there. It's on demand. It's all over the fucking place.
No, it's not. We couldn't walk down the street and see it if we wanted to.
Pirate Bay for a year.
Well, that's the thing. I remember seeing ads for this movie about a year ago and thinking, this is fucking hilarious. And then it just disappeared. And now it's here again.
It was 20 years ago today. The Memorial Day Massacre. Now a bunch of college kids, just like us, they came out here to have a good time. But little did they know that they weren't the only ones in these here woods.
Well, I wasn't looking forward to it.
What?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's right, because you don't like having fun.
That's right, I'm a miserable British bastard.
You have serious issues, you know that?
Yes.
But it won me over. Almost immediately.
My goodness. Yeah, you were laughing a lot.
It's a very clever premise. I was laughing at you, but the movie was diverting as well.
You mean in between handfuls of Cheez-Its, you actually...
That you forced down my throat while your dog was taking a whoopsie.
I can't eat these. They've got crumbs all over them and cheese
and
powder.
Yeah, meanwhile, your dog's running around all over the Roomorg House of Horror, laying little piles of dog muck all over the fucking place.
Those are gifts, buddy.
If it's not a squirrel in your shit, it's a dog pooing all over the House of Horror.
Well, he had to go. He had to go.
You're going to get us fired.
Oh, it's only going to take dog poop to get us fired? Wow, I could have done this a long time ago.
Well, especially when the owner of Roomorg comes in and sees a pile of elephant-sized greyhound dung.
He's a whippet.
I say whippet. Whippet good.
With greyhound-sized bowel movements.
Oh, that's true. I got to stop feeding
and he's
chili.
Just got a little, like, poodle schnitzel.
Yeah, that is some crazy dog, eh? Okay. I like this movie a lot. You know why?
Why?
Well, because I'm going to tell you the synopsis, and in this synopsis, you're going to find out why.
All right, well, hurry up, because I'm falling asleep.
This is one of those movies where you've got a group of college kids who are heading out into the countryside for a weekend getaway, but at the same time...
They run into a couple of horrible-looking hillbillies.
Score! Tucker, look! I got my favorite board game here, too. What? I'll tell you something, Dale. I cannot believe that I am standing in my own vacation home right now.
Well, we know what's going to happen then, right?
Except it doesn't happen.
It didn't?
No, usually the hillbillies attack the college kids and kill off all the college kids.
Which is exactly what happens.
It's actually not exactly what happens. I guess you were asleep because this movie turns everything on its ass because the hillbillies are actually trying to help the college kids, but the college kids think the hillbillies are coming after them, so they attack the hillbillies and end up killing themselves and all kinds of weird accidents.
It's like a bizarro world.
It is, but we've never seen...
backwards survivalist horror.
Somebody's coming. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And the answer was, I saw something in the triangle. You know what that is?
Is it a triangle?
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, Tucker, you would have been proud of me. A smart little college girl like that, and I was beating the crap out of her.
Dale?
Yeah?
You beat the crap out of everybody. There's something wrong with your brain.
I know. You can tell me that. Well, I'll tell you what. When we get back, I'll finish her off real quick, and then we'll get back to work, okay?
They're going
to
kill her.
We've never seen a film like this before. And yes, it was kind of stereotypical.
What are you talking about?
Where you've got the slutty girl, the smart girl, the black guy, the preppy guy, the nerdy guy.
No, I don't think you're right. I think it consistently tries to play with all the stereotypes throughout.
Yeah, by the way, you take the stereotypes from all those other movies.
Yeah, but it twists them a bit.
What is wrong with you? That's exactly what I'm trying to get at.
You just said it was stereotypical.
It took all the stereotypes and then flips them around.
No, you said it was a bit stereotypical. Well, now you're changing your tune.
Oh, my God.
I will ask the call clerk.
I will end you right here, buddy, okay?
The transcript from earlier on.
Oh. We've never seen a film like this before. And yes, it was kind of stereotypical. You are the worst kind of person, you know that? Why do I do this?
Rondo Hatton's looking at you in shame and horror.
Do you have a reoccurring dream about sucking a dick, but you never do it? Are you gay?
Yes.
Really?
Anyway, I liked the movie.
Yeah, it was all right.
No. It was more than
was
all right.
Fun.
You were laughing your ass off.
I was. It was fun. I wasn't in the mood for this, but it won me over.
Well, because it's fucking midnight and we're stupid. I got to work tomorrow morning.
And you're stuffing Cheez-Its down my gullet. And you know what won me over was the guy, Tyler Labine.
fellow Canadian.
Dale. Yeah, apparently from Brampton, Ontario.
Right on, Brampton.
A really charming, and I would go as far as to say, potentially an adorable performance.
Aw. You want to get a big hug from him?
What are you doing?
I'm digging a shitter hole. I'm digging a crapper hole. It's a hole. It's for the shit house. Crap house.
Outhouse hole.
An outhouse hole, yeah.
Well, I've never seen him in a movie, but apparently he was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which you saw. I didn't see it.
I didn't see that movie.
Do you recognize him from it?
Yeah, I think he was one of the ape doctors
or
something.
He's one of the apes, eh? Yeah, good guess.
That's not what I said. He's one of the ape doctors, not one of the doctor apes.
To tell you the truth, it sort of wears out its welcome a little bit, but I think what manages to sustain it are the performances. It's a very likable cast, and they're clearly having a lot of fun making the movie.
Yeah,
or at least giving the impression that they are.
Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Well, I guess we should fix that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I thought it was solid, right straight through. I didn't think it wavered anywhere. And this, I know a lot of people don't want their horror to be funny, on purposely funny. This is one of those movies that works, though. This isn't one of the scary movies. It isn't one of, like, a mockumentary.
Well, the problem with a lot of horror movies that are trying to be funny is they're just not funny.
Yeah, this one
is. This actually does have funny moments.
And it's got a lot of good kills. There's a lot of good gore in it. And so it's something for everybody.
Say, that's interesting.
You're welcome.
Nice looking girls.
Ish.
A bit too
curvy.
Curvy for your liking.
And blondie.
It's directed by a fella named Eli Craig, and I believe it's his first feature film.
Right, he also co-wrote it, and we don't know anything else he's done. Apparently he was in Space Truckers and some other crap, Carrie 2, The Rage. But I think this is a guy to watch for. I think that we'll see some good stuff coming from him. I'm not going to put any money on that, and it's not a guarantee, but it would be really nice if he could continue with this kind of shit.
If you want to find out if Tucker and Dale is playing in your neck of the woods, go to the website at www.tuckerandale.com. You can also find it apparently on demand right now. Don't go on those naughty websites searching for illegal BitTorrent versions of the movie.
You like your naughty, dad did.
Yeah, you naughty people. We do not condone that.
Never, but it is out there.
It actually does piss me off that it's out there, that people can just illegally download it. Because how often do interesting, fun, little horror movies come along that are actually entertaining and clever? Very rarely. So what the fuck? Who are these people putting this shit up there? Who are they trying to get back at? If you're trying to get back at the man, you got to pick your battles. This isn't the man. These are the good guys. You are fucking the good guys.
Okay,
with your antics.
Sit down, man. It's okay. It's going to be okay. They know they did wrong things. Judgment Day, man. Judgment Day.
And while I'm on a rant about that, I say let's put an end to all of this going around hacking into people's Chromebook accounts and writing fake status updates, like what happened to John Bowen recently.
Oh, you mean when someone broke into his account and said that he was going to be giving out free blowjobs at the train station?
Yeah, but I didn't know that that was what they wrote, because he erased whatever they had written and said that it was unimaginative.
Unimaginative, so it could have been better things. Like
they could have said other things, potentially. Maybe that was something that they decided would be the lesser of all the evils.
Like that he had tried out the Richard Gere thing with the gerbil in his bum, or getting...
They could have wrote that.
Like Rod Stewart getting cum pumped out of his stomach.
Exactly.
Finally learning how to fist his own ass.
Yes.
I see where you're coming from.
Well, how about the one about him finding out that his own sperm tastes like cherry Fruit Loops?
That's not unimaginative at all.
No, nothing. All right, until next time, this is Feedback.
And this is Last Chance Lance. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow at 3:16, why not come by the third stall in the men's washroom at Union Station if you want a quick blow and go?
Is that AM or PM?
Both.
This is John Bowen. You're listening to Rumorg Radio. Now get the hell out of my basement.
Because I'm drunk.
Because I'm drunk. And Stuart's pissing me off.
It's time for an experiment in terror, terror, terror. Here's La Merte. We'll be right back. baby, yeah. Oh, thanks for tuning in and dropping dead with us, fiends. Yes, thanks for tuning in to Room Org Radio, the world's best damn horror radio show around.
I have to go now. Goodbye, Mommy.
Bye, darling.
Daddy.
Goodbye, Susie.
Granny.
Goodbye, lovey.
Grandfather.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Until we meet again, my friends, Twitter and YouTube at Tomb Dragomir. Time for one more tune from Flux Capacitor.
Great Scott!
It's the burning hell. Nostalgia on Room Org Radio. Until we meet again, my friends. Adios.
Disc was the wave of the future. I had my first kiss and I liked it okay. April and I slow danced to the cocktail soundtrack, and Kokomo is still my favorite song to this day. Remember when John Stamos played the drums in the Beach Boys? That's the kind of thing that happened back then. Musicians guested on sitcoms and actors made albums. The late 80s was a fantastic time to be 10. And one night I was watching The Lost Boys with a girl who I liked and her friends. And when the vampires attacked the hippies on the beach, she said she had a crush on Kiefer Sutherland. So for a while I wanted to be a vampire. A vampire like Kiefer, not like the guy who played Max. But my favorite scene was Tim Capello at the boardwalk when he played that shirtless solo on his golden sax. Retrospect, it all seems spectacular, and I'd love to go back, but I broke my flux capacitor, and I tell ya, it's just nostalgia, it's as vague as a disease, like fibromyalgia, but instead of unexplained pain, it's unexplained pleasure, it's buried deep in your brain, like pirate treasure. And I know there's lots that I'm forgetting, but I choose to remember the music and the heavy petting. I think there was some heartbreak and some humiliation, which I guess is just a part of a well-rounded education. God knows it wasn't all rainbows and puppy dogs back then, around the time the 80s waited for the 90s to begin. But what good is an imagination if you can't pretend? Cause after all, it'll never be that good again. After all, it'll never be that good again. After all, it'll never be that good again.
It starts with a feeling of absolute calm, as if I were drifting into perfect sleep, leaving behind any cares or any fears. It's so beautiful, a feeling I could almost cry. And then, way in the distance, I see someone or some place moving closer. Sometimes their voices or even music. And then a funny change takes place. Instead of The image is moving closer to me. I feel myself moving closer to them. It's as if I were watching a movie. And then suddenly we're acting in it.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Damn right.
He's a whippet.
I say whippet. Whippet good.